您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Today is Worldwide Misery Wednesday. Yes, I know Monday is traditionally been thought as the most miserable day of the week, but Wednesday is also considered as one of the really miserable ones as well. Which do you think is worse?
今天是糟糕的星期三，没错，虽然许多人觉得周一才是一周中最令人不爽的一天，但实际上也有调查指出周三才是最糟糕的日子。你觉得呢？
What do you think?
I think that, first of all, anyone that thinks that it's misery day today is in the wrong job or doing the wrong course at university or something is wrong with their life if they think that this is a bad day. It's no different to any other day, potentially. In fact, actually, there's no such thing as Wednesday. It doesn't exist, neither does Monday. These are just constructs. These are just words that we tag on to 24-hour periods. I mean, that's just a human-made construction too, an hour. You know, this is the problem is with having the days of the week repeating every month and the months repeating every year. We tend to think in terms of dull routines. And actually, this period of time, while the sun shines above our heads today, is unique. It's never happened before. There's never been a period of time like this before. There'll never be one again. It's not just another Wednesday. It's an absolutely unique period of time in all our lives. And that's the way that I think we should be thinking of it. So there's not only is there no such thing as Misery Wednesday, there's no such thing as Wednesday either.
I don't really want to generalize, you know, which day is actually the most miserable day, because I don't really want to point out, because I think all the days seem to be the same to me. And I also want to clarify one of the mistakes, He Yang, you've mentioned, because according to this study, with the memories of days off still fresh, Monday is actually the second happiest day of the week.
Well, that's for some people. For me, I hate Mondays. Hate it.
But why do you hate it?
Okay.I can write a whole big essay on that because, you know, the wonderful weekend has just passed away. You still have that fresh memory, but you no longer have it. And you need to wait for another 5 days for it to happen again. That deserves a sigh. And then when it comes to Wednesdays, I hate it too. Okay, geez, I make myself sound like, you know, a person who has no passion for life. But maybe this is what keeps you going. So on Wednesdays...I think the only thing enjoyable for me right now is to be on this show. And before and after the show, I'm just thinking about, I want the weekend, but there's still 2 days to go, and that sounds like a very long time. And I've got a whole bunch of meetings coming up, because apparently, according to some Chinese study, that Wednesday is the day that white-collar workers have the most meetings, as for the first 2 days of the week, of the work days, then you're like busy working, and then on Wednesday, so on during the middle of the week, you have some reflections, and then certain projects are like halfway through, and you need to communicate with different parties in your organization, and that's why there's a whole bunch of meetings going on Wednesdays.
But you know, really, we should be rejoicing every Wednesday, and you know why?Because more people die on Tuesday than any other day of the week.
Okay, I think I passed out a little bit.
Well, if we're still here on Wednesday, there's something to celebrate.
All right, well...
We're still here.
Okay, I can't really, really rejoice that slightly tragic element in that statement you just made.
And also, it's 4 a.m. on a Tuesday morning that most people die of.Apparently.
What? Okay, that's a slightly morbid
topic. It's a statistical fact, and it should make us happy to be still here on Wednesday. I mean, even if we'd rather be somewhere else, we still have the potential to be doing something else in the future, which we wouldn't be if we hadn't made it through to Wednesday. So I think we should celebrate Wednesday, really, a little bit more than we do.
After doing that little vent...on the show, and I apologize for doing that so very often, as the reason why I realize I think I'm healthy these days is I treat this as my therapy session every day on the show.
We had noticed that, but we're too polite to say anything about it.
Yes, and for some reason, I think Mark and I, we sometimes can connect perfectly, and
I saw that from you, and I thought, why not? I'll just say it for you. Yes, I sometimes treat this.
What? So you're now blaming what you're saying? I'm do the same thing, are you?
Okay, now you're reading my mind. You are reading my mind.
So we're doing telepathy as well now on the show. yeah.
Yeah, so I think when we talk about these miserable days, whenever during the week, there are so many things that you can do to salvage it, to make it better. And it's not really about buying a new house or buying a fancy car or a fancy watch. It's nothing like that.
Go ahead.
Oh, it could be as simple as saying hello, good morning, when you see a person, or showing him or her your beautiful smile there.
Well, I'm very pleased you said that, because this brings me on to my point about people that say it's Misery Wednesday or they hate Monday. Surely the days are not to blame. It's the people in those days. It's the people that we encounter in our day that make it either a good day or a bad day, isn't it?
Right, definitely. It actually reminds me of my experience there in the UK. While I was studying there, I burned the whole night oil, and then all of a sudden in the morning, I saw the cleaner coming upstairs and saying, "Hiya." And it was just very sweet, you know, especially after burning our oil for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then we have a nice chat, and eventually we became very good friends. Yeah. And probably another thing Mark next time could do is a free hug. This is going to be very sweet and heartfelt, you know, because sometimes your gesture is making me annoyed sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes when I meet you in you know, outside the office, I say hello, you just turn a blunt eye to me.
That doesn't sound like Mark at all. What happened to that situation? Were you deliberate to just blank out someone?
Do you know, I mean, actually, yeah, other people have said this.
Oh, really?
No, it's never... that they ignore you. No, actually, it's never deliberate, but I have had people say this to me before, that, oh, you walked straight past me. I know it seems very rude, but it's just because I'm thinking about things, or I'm staring at my phone like everybody else. And so if I've done that, I apologise, and it wasn't deliberate. And Her Young will give you a hug on my behalf after the show.
Okay, so I'm the minion of you that I...
You're my hug minion.
And Luo Yu, I'm perfectly happy to give you a hug anyway, but I refuse to do that in the name of Mark Griffith.
Let's face it, you'd rather have a hug from her than from me, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's really interesting, because just now, I was just trying to understand the situation. Did Luo Yu demand a hug from another guy?
That's a manly hug, like in an American movie, you know, where they say, I really love you guys, you know, and then they give each other
terrible, a... Terrible, Mark. That's just terrible.
They give each other a manly American hug, don't they? You'd never get British people doing that, of course. No. Two men would also stand as far away from each other as they can and extend their
shake hands
at the fingertips and say, how do you do?
That's very British. But what I really want to see, hopefully after this show, as you guys make up after, you know, this... And then you guys will do that classic American chest bump. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sort of, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. I've seen all those movies too.
Yeah,
the
so
Hollywood
you guys
ones.
Throw at each other with your chest. And I think that's the ultimate gesture of friendship. So you guys should do that.
I don't quite know what...
I think for those who don't understand what's going on, just search for the phrase chest bump.
Chest bump.
Yeah, you'll be very pleasantly surprised, I think.